Welcome to The Kitchen Table, a show dedicated to helping you escape diet culture, gain trust with food, honor your body, and live a brighter life. Hello and welcome to The Kitchen Table. I am so glad you're here. I'm your host, Alicia Brown, an anti-diet registered dietitian nutritionist. And today we're going to be talking about all about what is the window of tolerance. The window of tolerance. This is a framework first developed by Daniel Siegel and a framework that I learned from Casey Berglund over at Worthy and Well. You can find her on Instagram, and she is the pioneer of the Let Your Body Lead revolution. And I took her course, the Let Your Body Lead professional certification course, where I learned about what the window of tolerance is. And now I have to share it with all of my clients. I've shared it with my husband, and it helps us better understand ourselves, and it helps us better understand how we can assess our body and get our needs met, which is why it is so paramount in the conversation about food and body stuff. And it's why, as I was thinking about what episode to put together today, I knew that it had to be about this window of tolerance and this framework, because I need you to know about this before we move forward and listen to more episodes, because I'll be definitely referencing what the window of tolerance is and pieces of this episode as we move forward and talk about more food and body stuff, and specifically talking about triggering food and body stuff. And the reason why I actually came up with the term that I use all the time, this food and body stuff, I'm using air quotes. The reason why I came up with that term is because the word stuff is encompassing all of what can potentially be triggering food and body tensions, anxieties, frustrations. All of those things that keep us like feeling at war with our bodies, that's the food and body stuff. That's the triggers. And the concept that I'm talking today about today, the window of tolerance, this concept, this framework is going to help us process the food and body stuff, the food and body triggers. So gosh, what triggers you in conversations about food and body right now? Maybe it's going to the grocery store and thinking about what to make for the week or what to make for dinner. Maybe it is being in your kitchen and looking in your cabinets and being at the kitchen table feeling like, gosh, I don't know how I'm feeling about what I'm eating right now, or feeling any intense frustration or anger towards the food choices we're making or how it feels in our body. And also about body stuff, like going clothes shopping can sometimes be a very triggering experience, going into the dressing room and trying clothes on and trying to find the size that fits your body. There's so much to talk about that can be triggering about food and body stuff, and that's why intuitive eating exists, and that's why intuitive eating is the anti-diet way, because diets never talk about the triggering stuff. The diets just say, eat this, not that, and you'll be fine. But intuitive eating says, actually, we have to reverse all of that. We have to work through our food and body stuff. We have to discover the truth in ourselves of what we need, and that's how we can say yes to what we need and yes to living a brighter, more purposeful life, by sifting through that food and body stuff and finding the bliss and joy and expansion of how we can feed our bodies and nourish our bodies as they are the best we can. So that's how this aligns with intuitive eating. This is why I share it with all of my clients, and that's why I'm so excited to share it with you here on this episode. And make sure to know that you can tune into The Kitchen Table every Monday and Thursday. Mondays will generally be shorter episodes. Thursdays will be longer deep dive episodes, usually with guests, and that's kind of the format. So you can make a note on your calendars or make sure to subscribe to this podcast so you know that every episode is going to be dropping Mondays and Thursdays twice a week. Really excited to roll out two episodes a week for you here at The Kitchen Table. You don't want to miss one, and you for sure might even want to take notes on this one today so that you can reference the frame of tolerance throughout your day today, throughout your week, or however this impacts your life. I'm excited to see how this framework impacts your life because I use it on a daily basis, and I know my clients just hang on to this concept. But without further ado, let's get into what the window of tolerance actually is. It comes in three parts. So imagine if you're writing notes right now, imagine like some space in the middle of your paper. So maybe a line on the top and a line on the bottom and some space created in between. That would be referred to as the window of tolerance. And above that top line and that above space, that's going to be the space of hyper arousal. And below that space of the window of tolerance is going to be hypo arousal. So hyper means high. You can think of that as the highest part of the diagram. The window of tolerance is in the middle, and then the lowest part of the diagram is hypoarousal. So it's three parts, easy to remember. And let's first describe what the window of tolerance is. When we are within the window of tolerance, this is where we are acting in alignment with who we are, acting in alignment with the best versions of ourselves, the most grounded versions of ourselves. This is where we are responding, not reacting. This is where we feel maybe even sometimes calm, maybe sometimes energized, right? Maybe sometimes expansive. That's all within the window of tolerance. Maybe in your work life, you're feeling like you are in flow. You are feeling like you are working purposefully in your relationships. You're feeling like you are able to create space for somebody else to like witness somebody else in their experience, to do really active listening. This is where you're all within the window of tolerance. Maybe you're also feeling in your body like a sense of ease, right? That sense of ease in your body. There's not a lot of contraction in the body, but there's more expansion in the body. You're generally within the window of tolerance when you're there. So this is where you're having like really great conversations. This is where you're acting, again, in alignment with who you are, the best version of yourself. Window of tolerance. I can say pretty confidently, and this is fun to say, that I feel like I'm within the window of tolerance when I'm talking with you here right now. This is like me doing my most purposeful work. This is so fun, putting this podcast together. There's like an element of bliss. There's an element of like purpose. I'm just so really enjoying being here with you at the kitchen table. And so I'm definitely like right now feeling confidently within my window of tolerance. Now, if I was in a more triggered state, now let's move to the top part of the diagram, like that fight or flight part of the diagram. If I was in hyper arousal, yes, I would be in like a fight, flight, or freeze state. So if I described myself in this state, this is like instead of being in like a very like good conversation with somebody else, this is where I'm getting like a little bit feisty. I'm going to use Tyler, my husband, as an example. Like we've had like really great conversations. We're able to hold space for each other. That's where we have like most impactful conversations happen within the window of tolerance. But as soon as we start veering upwards into hyper arousal, this is where I might get like a little feisty. This is where I might say things I don't mean. This is where like I'm not really thinking before I'm speaking. Like that's all happening within hyper arousal. And that's all like what you might witness from me in hyper arousal. Or maybe you can think of a time where you've been in hyper arousal and how somebody might witness you in that state. But what's happening in your body is a different story. This is maybe where your heart starts racing a little bit. This is maybe where your mind is running like really, really fast. This is where you might be a little bit short on breath or feel like your hands are clammy or you're getting a little bit sweaty or you're having kind of like a dry mouth. These are just some of the symptoms that we can experience when we're in a fight or flight, hyper aroused state. There's also the concept of freeze in this state too, the concept of like feeling paralyzed and not doing anything. Have you ever been in a conversation with someone where you actually were at like a loss of words and you didn't know what to say, so you just didn't say anything, but your mind was just racing? That would also be in a hyper aroused state. Have you ever felt triggered into hyper arousal because of any food and body stuff that you've been experiencing? Has anybody made a comment towards you or about your character or about your body or about the foods that you ate that trigger you into a hyper aroused state, that get you really angry, that get you upset or frustrated or anxious or tense? That's so common. That's so true that can happen for us, right? We can feel attacked, especially in the realm of food and body stuff. And it's easy for us to get right into a hyper aroused state when we feel attacked in the realms of food and body, or feel conflicted or at war with food and body stuff. We can come from our being in our window of tolerance. We can come from our window of tolerance and be thrown into hyper arousal very quickly. Maybe you can think of a time where you were in your window of tolerance and just a moment later, something happened and you were triggered into hyper arousal. Maybe that feels true for you. Maybe it is clothes shopping. Maybe it's being in front of the mirror. Maybe it's a comment from somebody else. There are many things that can trigger us into a hyper aroused state that can get us feeling a little bit panicky about ourselves, about our food choices, about our bodies. And I encourage you to think, what does that feel like in my body when I'm feeling hyper arousal? Maybe there's fear there too, a big conversation to have about fear. Okay, so there's two parts of the diagram. There's the window of tolerance, and then there's hyper arousal, and then also there's hypo arousal. This is the opposite of hyper arousal. This is like the desire to disconnect. Casey, when she described that to us, she said that this was like feigned death. Or you know how like how an animal plays dead, it kind of gives the message to everyone else around, like, hey, nothing to see here. Carry on with your lives. I'm not existing. Just leave me alone. That's hypoarousal. And that's like our desire to want to just like isolate and disconnect from the world. Has anything in the realm, especially of food and body stuff, prompted you to want to disconnect from the world or disconnect from your emotions or disconnect even from the reality for a bit? Have you ever just wanted to like sleep something off? That's definitely a hypoarousal state. And those are the three different concepts of this diagram, is that on the top, there's hyperarousal, the fight or flight response. There's the window of tolerance in the middle where we're acting in alignment with the best versions of ourselves. And then there's hypoarousal where we're feeling like the desire to disconnect. Now, it might seem to you that like the effort is to stay in the window of tolerance, to make sure that we're more acting within alignment with who we are and be in a grounded state and really respond rather than react. Because yes, being in hyperarousal or hypoarousal, we're definitely reacting in those states, and in the window of tolerance, we're responding. So it feels better to respond to life rather than to react to life. But it's really important for me to also note that even if we're reacting to life, we are for a reason. And when our body is in a hyperarousal state or a hypoarousal state, our body does that intentionally to protect us. Our body is there to support us, to protect us. If you listened to Natalie's episode last Thursday, she talked about this so beautifully and how the body develops mechanisms. And even fat in and of itself can be a supportive thing to protect us. She talked about that last Thursday. If you haven't catched that episode, please go back and check out that episode. But even when I'm talking about this window of tolerance right now, and more specifically into those reactive states like hyperarousal or hypoarousal, even though it might seem like, oh no, we're not supposed to be there, we're supposed to be within the window of tolerance, that's not exactly true, because our body triggers us into hyperarousal. Like when we sense a threat, and we get into hyperarousal, that is the body's natural response to that trigger, and it's there for a reason. And also at the same time, when we're flung into hypoarousal, when we want to disconnect, our body disconnects from the emotion, from the pain, for a reason. And so even though it might seem like, yes, we want to widen our window of tolerance to be able to tolerate more and process more triggers, it's so worth noting that if we are in a hyper or hypoarousal state, our body put us there for a reason, and it's its way of protecting ourselves from the trigger. However, if we are able to stay within the window of tolerance, this is where we can make aligned action happen. I love that phrase, aligned action. You can maybe attest for yourself as you think about it. You want to take aligned action in terms of how you want to treat your body and how you want to make food choices and experience food, right? So it makes most sense to want to engage with food and connect with the body in the window of tolerance. And in order for us to stay in the window of tolerance as we're kind of moving through a trigger, I want to bring to attention Casey's BODY acronym, B-O-D-Y, obviously an acronym. She talks about this in her TED Talk, which you can search on YouTube. Just type in Let Your Body Lead Casey on YouTube, and you'll see her TED Talk pull up. And I so encourage you to watch her TED Talk. It's amazing. And in her TED Talk, she talks about this BODY acronym. And if you were looking at this diagram in the three parts right now, you could put B-O-D-Y in the center within that window of tolerance, because this acronym is going to help us process triggers as they come in. So instead of flinging ourselves into hyperarousal or into hypoarousal, which is the body's maybe natural response, Casey gives us this acronym that helps us maybe process our triggers in a way that can help us better act in alignment with who we are so that we can actually widen our window of tolerance. So, for example, think of something that's triggered you lately, a comment from somebody else. It's always easier to think about it in retrospect, right? So think about something that really triggered you. And as you're thinking about what triggered you, think about your body's reaction to that trigger. Did you start feeling a little bit of a increased heart rate? Did you start feeling some clamminess? Did you start feeling racing thoughts or a shortness of breath? If so, you might have been moving into hyperarousal. Now, as you start to settle into how you felt with that trigger, I encourage you to connect with the breath. Now, this is the B part of the body acronym. B is for breath. Once we are able to attune to the breath, we can attune to our bodies a lot more. We can go from our receiving stimulus from our inside environment to turning into our inside environment, to assessing the body, first by starting with the breath. If you take nothing else from this episode at all, take this tip to when you're feeling triggered with food and body stuff, attune to the breath. Take a deep breath. Fill your lungs with air. That can so help us stay grounded within our window of tolerance, and that can so change our experience. It can so change our experience with food or our bodies if we can draw inward and connect with the breath. So that is the B part of the body acronym. So if you're starting to feel that fluttering heart rate, the racing thoughts, the kind of feelings of panic almost start to set in, you're not at hyperarousal yet, but you're kind of feeling like you might get there, attune to the breath. The O part, B-O, O stands for observe. Observe the body, observe that breath. The D stands for delay. Just create some space for yourself. Delay in your body's sensations. B is for breathe. O is for observe the body. D is to just delay in those body sensations. Really feel into how the body is feeling in that moment. Your mind might have fleeting thoughts come in, and just acknowledge them. Acknowledge them with an element of observation, an element of curiosity, not judgment. And the why is to say yes for what you need. And after you delay and you're able to maybe sift through some of those thoughts while attuning to the breath, oftentimes we can say yes to what we need. The more that we flow through this acronym, the more we can widen our window of tolerance, the more things don't necessarily trigger us into hyper or hypoarousal, and the more we can say yes to the body's needs and meet those needs. So oftentimes when we're feeling conflicted with food, or when we're feeling really distraught about our bodies, about how we're looking or about how we're feeling about food or our bodies, using this acronym BODY, breathe, observe, delay, say yes to what we need. The more we can flow through that, the more we can get our needs met. So for example, if a triggering thing was putting on your favorite pair of jeans and finding that they're a little bit too tight. Has this ever happened to you? Like you're putting on some clothes that you once loved and you're like, oh shoot, these are tight. Our mind might want to race. Our mind might want to draw to conclusions and make judgments about ourselves. In this situation, breathing through it, connecting with the body, delaying the observations that we're feeling in the body, and then saying yes to what we need. Saying yes might be just something as simple as, let's wear something different today that feels more comfortable. You know? So we can get to a place where we can say yes to what we need, where we can sift through our thoughts, and when we can better attune to our bodies. But it takes that body attunement to be able to sense if we're kind of getting into a hyper or hypoarousal state. But we've all been there. You've already been triggered into hyperarousal. Maybe you have already been today. Maybe you've already been triggered into hypoarousal in your life too. And so being able to attune to body sensations with those so relatable concepts in life can also help us better attune to other body sensations like hunger and fullness and physical, mental, and emotional satisfaction with food, right? And so being able to attune to our body in these ways can be the starting point to attuning to our body in other ways, especially in the conversations about food. And so I hope you try on this framework. I hope you try on this window of tolerance. And not only, I should mention this as well, not only will that body acronym help you stay within that window of tolerance, but it might help you actually drop in into the window of tolerance from hyperarousal as well. So if you're feeling kind of fight or flighty and you can attune to a breath and then create space for yourself, you might also be able to drop back into your window of tolerance to say yes to what you really need. Maybe it's setting boundaries. Maybe it's distancing yourself from the trigger. Maybe it's unfollowing people on social media. Oh my God, how many times can social media be super triggering? Totally. This just happened to me yesterday where I had unfollow an influencer that I've loved following for so long that kind of got into some weirdness with diet culture. And I had to do some sifting through this body acronym. I literally sat and thought about how what she shared felt in my body. And it felt right for me at the end of it to just say, no, I have to unfollow. I'm sorry. As much as I love her foodie content, I have to detach myself and protect myself from the diet culture-y stuff that she's putting out there, because she's somebody that I just really respected. And it just is so not resonating with me. And I didn't want to receive that. And I didn't want to know that that was her philosophy on eating and food. And totally her own, but I wanted to protect myself from that. It felt right after attuning to my body and really realizing what I need is to unfollow. So that's just like another just real life example on how this acronym can help us. And not only can it help us in the realms of food and body, as I mentioned earlier, but also in other hard conversations like politics in this election year, right? Religion, politics, food, gosh, all these can be really triggering conversations. And so really noticing the body is so key. Having an awareness of the body, not just in the window of tolerance, not just as we're veering from hyperarousal or hypoarousal, but also in retrospect, looking at how our body did react to situations where we were in hyperarousal or hypoarousal as well, can really be helpful in understanding ourselves and our bodies more and also saying yes to what we need. So I hope this little lecture on the window of tolerance was helpful to you. And if it was, and if you feel like this is something that you need to share with other people, screenshot this episode and share it on social media. Tag me, I'll reshare it at aliciabrown.rdn, or send it in a personal message to someone that you feel like really needs to receive this. Also, don't forget to subscribe and rate and share this podcast so I can break through all of the diety podcasts and get intuitive eating more heard in the ears of more people that need to also transition from diet culture to intuitive eating. I so appreciate you helping me get this podcast on the map. I'm just getting started, and I'm just starting to deliver so much more value here on the show, and I can't wait to reconnect with you on Thursday. So let me know if this information was useful or helpful to you, and I look forward to touching base with you soon. Have a good day.